Dr. Clifton's office.
The Vaseline program starts its eighth year on the air tonight with a new Dr. Christian prize play called The Substitute by Leela Swift of Brooklyn, New York, starring Jean Herschel as Dr. Christian with Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price. It often happens that a young man and a young lady will admire each other from a distance, but when finally they see each other up close, no sale. Their admiration does a fade-out by mutual agreement, and for good reason. She has loose dandruff. He has unruly hair. Both have dry scalp. Now, friends, if you have dry, hard-to-manage hair or loose dandruff, use Vaseline Hair Tonic. It supplements the natural scalp oils and, unlike most preparations, contains no drying ingredients. Thus, it checks dry scalp. The routine is simple. Each morning, rub a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic on your scalp or apply with your comb. This grooms hair neatly for the day while overcoming dryness. Then, as an extra aid, massage your scalp with plenty of Vaseline Hair Tonic before every shampoo. This loosens dandruff scales and stops itchy tightness. Yes, friends, for hair that looks good, for a scalp that feels good, use Vaseline Hair Tonic regularly. Buy a bottle from your druggist tonight. And now for our prize play, The Substitute. And it begins in Dr. Christian's office on a blustery fall morning.
Judy, are you there?
You better go, Tom. Dr. Christian's calling me.
But when will I see you again, Judy?
Oh, Friday. Hurry up, he's coming.
But I can't wait that long. I have to make the most of my leave. How about Wednesday?
Thomas Bowman, you're the limit.
Wednesday it is, then. Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, there you are, Judy. Who was that?
It was a salesman.
Oh, I thought I heard Tommy Baldwin's voice in here, but I guess I was mistaken. Why, Judy, you're blushing.
I am not. I just...
Yes?
Well, what was it you wanted, Dr. Christian?
I was looking for some aspirin. My head feels sort of woozy. As though it didn't fit right.
You do look dreadfully tired. I'll tell you what. You go on upstairs and get into bed, and I'll get you a cup of hot tea.
Ah, you're a good girl, Judy. I can't imagine what I'd do without you.
You'd get another nurse. Twice as pretty.
I didn't think they came any prettier.
Ah, well, I'm not going to give you a chance to find out. I just won't leave you.
But don't you want to marry a nice young man like Tommy Baldwin? And have a home of your own?
I want you to get upstairs and into bed, that's what. Now, scoot.
All right. Oh, my legs feel like rubber and my head is splitting.
You don't look well at all. I hope you're not going to be ill.
Don't worry, Judy. I'm all right. I just... Oh.
Dr. Christian! Dr. Christian! Will he be all right, Dr. Parks?
I'm sure he will. He needs a lot of rest, good food, and careful attention. He'll pull around all right.
Judy!
Here I am, Dr. Christian.
You must get some help. You're not a nurse.
Oh, don't worry about me. You concentrate on getting well.
You try to get some sleep, Paul. You need all you can get. Come on, Judy. Let's go out and let him get some sleep.
Yes, doctor. I want to thank you again for taking over Dr. Christian's patients till he's well.
I'm glad to be able to help. But how about help for yourself? You mustn't try to do everything, you know.
Oh, I've taken care of that already. The nurses' registry is sending some nurses here today.
To take care of Paul?
Oh, no, I'm going to do that myself.
Oh.
But the new nurse will go over and help you.
Oh, thanks, Judy. I'd appreciate it.
There are several nurses in the office waiting now. I'll send one over to you as soon as I can.
Fine. Well, goodbye, Judy. And don't worry. Everything will be all right.
I hope so. Goodbye. Now for the nurses. Good afternoon, ladies. I'm sorry to keep... Oh, where have they all gone to?
I've sent them away.
You sent them away?
Yes, they weren't what you'd want at all. One of them was an infant nurse, one was too young, one was too old, and the last one had a bad cold.
Oh, a And I take it you're just what I need.
Well, that's for you to decide, I'm sure. Here are my credentials. I've been in practice for 20 years. My health is excellent. This is a letter from Dr. Spring. You've heard of him, of course.
To whom it may concern, gives me great pleasure to recommend Miss Agnes Spinney.
That's me.
She's an excellent and efficient nurse.
And here's another from Dr. Albert, head of the Hudson Hospital, and one from Dr. Johnson of Springfield.
Oh, well, this is all very impressive, I must say. Oh, that's the doorbell, if you'll excuse me. And the back door. Oh, the telephone, too.
You take the front door. I'll take the telephone. The back door can wait.
Well, all right, I guess.
Hello? Dr. Christian's office.
Oh, Tom.
Hello, beautiful. Say, you're not very glad to see me tonight.
No, I'm sorry, Tom. It's just that Dr. Christian's not well.
Oh, anything serious?
Well, we don't think so, but I won't be able to see you tonight.
Oh, of course. I'll call you tomorrow. And...
thanks, Tom. How'd you make out, Miss Spinney?
It's the Bronson boy. He has a rash and a fever.
Oh.
I told him you'd call back. Oh, and the drugstore delivered some medicine for Dr. Christian.
Well, that's fine.
Have you reached a decision yet?
Well, your credentials look fine, and I can't see any particular reason.
Fine. Well, I'm ready to start now. Where's my patient?
Oh, I'm going to take care of Dr. Christian. You ought to go over and help Dr. Parks. He's taking over our patients.
That seems rather unwise to me.
What?
After all, the people of River's End depend on you and trust you. It would be much more help for Dr. Parks to have you with him.
I'm sorry. No one is going to take care of Dr. Christian but myself.
Well, we don't have to decide that right now. We'll talk to Dr. Christian and Dr. Parks and then...
the decision's all made. Dr. Christian is my patient.
Well, we'll see. Will you show me to my room, please?
Are you sure you're feeling better, Dr. Christian?
Oh, yes, Judy. The fever's all gone.
Oh, but does Miss Spinney take good care of you? Does she bring you your medicine on time? And does she...
Dr. Christian, it's time for your medicine.
Oh,
hello, Miss Price. I didn't know you were up here.
Well, I didn't want to disturb you, so I just slipped upstairs.
But this is the doctor's rest period, you know. He's not supposed to have any visitors.
I'll be leaving soon.
Perhaps you'd better go now, Miss Price. He's still very weak and needs his rest.
I said I would be leaving soon.
I really think
Miss Spinney, I'm a nurse, too. I think I can tell when a patient has had enough.
Miss Price, Lieutenant Baldwin's downstairs looking for you. I told him you'd be right down.
Oh, well, I'll be up again to say goodbye, Dr. Christian.
There we are. Now for the medicine.
I don't think I like taking my own medicine.
Your patients seem to be very fond of Miss Price. It will be a big disappointment to them when she leaves you.
Leaves me? What makes you think she's going to leave me?
Well, after all, she's young and attractive. She'll be getting married one of these days.
Oh, but not yet. Not so quickly. Why, she just told me so the other day.
Oh, of course she'd tell you that. She's a good girl and very loyal and all that. She wouldn't want to hurt you. But after all, you can't take the best years of a girl's life.
But I'm not taking them.
Not knowingly. But she may be wanting to get married sometime. Sooner than you think.
What do you mean?
That Baldwin boy is a nice chap, isn't he?
Yes.
He's been seeing a lot of Miss Price lately.
Yes, I know, but all the boys like Judy.
But Judy doesn't like all the boys. She doesn't spend so much time with one of them for nothing.
Hi, Dr. Christian.
He wanted to see you, Dr. Christian. He just insisted on coming upstairs.
Oh, hello there, Tom. How are you?
Gee, it's great to see you looking better, sir.
Thank you. How's the sculpture getting along?
Well, I don't get any time for sculpture work in the Army.
Oh, excuse me. Miss Price, I'd like to have tomorrow evening off. I wonder if you'd mind staying with Dr. Christian.
Oh,
but
why...
you have a date with me tomorrow night, Judy.
Oh, I wouldn't think of imposing.
Oh, it's all right. I can break it. I'm sure Tommy won't mind.
Oh, no. I wouldn't think of it.
Miss Spinney is right, Judy. They don't want to interfere.
Oh, but...
You want to know?
Come now. My patient needs his rest.
So long, sir. I'll be in again tomorrow.
Fine. I'll be looking forward to it.
But, Dr. Christian, I want to stay with you tomorrow night.
I'm not in doing. You go out and have fun.
Oh.
Goodbye, Judy.
Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye. He treats me as though I were a guest or something.
Well, as a matter of fact, you are. Right now, aren't you?
I am not. This is just an emergency. I belong here.
Aha, methinks I see a little green-eyed monster. I'm jealous of the moon that shines above.
Oh.
I'm jealous
I am not jealous. It's just her attitude.
But you are jealous, Judy. I think he kind of likes her.
Well, I don't.
Well, that's obvious. But wouldn't you like to see Dr. Christian happily married?
Married? You don't think he'd want to marry her?
I wouldn't, but every man to his own taste. However, I'd like to point out that marriage is a wonderful institution. Don't you think so?
Well,
Judy, you're not going to say no.
All right, Tom. Yes, marriage is a wonderful institution. Now, hurry up. We haven't much time.
There they go. Judy and Tom down the street, arm in arm. Well, I'll leave you alone now. You just close your eyes and go to sleep.
Thank you, Miss Penny. Judy and Tom arm in arm.
Of course they're arm in arm. Why shouldn't they be? They're young and in love with each other.
But Judy never said anything to me.
Well, you didn't expect her to now that you're ill, did you? She just doesn't want to hurt you.
But she knows I only want her to be happy.
And she wants you to be happy, too. That's why she didn't tell you. That's why she may not even marry Tom.
Oh, no, no, no. I wouldn't want to do that to Judy. I must make it easy for her. I must say to her, Judy, I want you to know that you're free to leave at any time.
Well, she knows that. She's not bound to you legally. She's bound to you loyally.
Oh, but what can I do? What can I do? Wait. I have it. Yes, that's the only thing I can do. And I must do it.
Another sweater.
Oh, no, it's quite warm out. Regular Indian summer.
But you must remember, this is the first time he's been outdoors.
Yes, but the sun's warm.
Oh, ladies, ladies. An old bachelor like me doesn't deserve all his attention.
You need another sweater, and I'm going to get it for you.
It feels good to be outdoors again.
Ha. You're practically all well, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
I guess you won't be needing Miss Spinney anymore. When's she leaving?
Well, as a matter of fact, Judy...
Yes?
She isn't.
What?
Well, we need some extra help, Judy. After all, with so many doctors in the army, we're carrying a bigger load than ever.
But we've always managed.
I don't want you getting sick now. And it'll give you so much more time to go out and have fun.
Oh, but I don't need any extra time.
Nonsense. You're young. You need to get out. I've decided it's just what we need.
Here's the sweater. Oh, and Miss Price, Lieutenant Baldwin's on the phone for you.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to make a date tonight, please do. I'm staying with Dr. Christian.
Why, the office is all rearranged.
Yes, yes, I did that. It's much better this way.
I don't think so. It's much better the other way. You had no right to change it.
Why not? After all, I did it to help Dr. Christian. It's more convenient for him.
He's not going to like it at all.
I beg to differ. He's already seen it and thoroughly approved.
Miss Spinney, I understand you canceled our stationery order with Mr. Brown.
Yes, they do a much better job in the city and much cheaper, too.
But we've been dealing with Mr. Brown for years.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
But he needs the business.
Then he should lower his prices.
Where's all Dr. Christian's mail?
Oh, I have it.
Would you mind giving it to me? I'd like to answer it.
You needn't bother. I've already done so.
But that's my job. I've always answered it.
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind doing it. And it'll give you more time for other things. The lieutenant, for example.
But I want to handle the correspondence, Miss Spinney, and there are other things I usually do, too, that you've taken over.
Now, Miss Price, Let's not go into all that now.
I will go into all that now, but not with you.
Come in. Well, hello, Judy.
Dr. Christian, I want to talk to you.
Now, you seem quite excited.
I am.
Yes, I rather expected you would be. Miss Spinney tells me you've been looking at wedding dresses.
Dr. Christian, I refuse to work with that woman anymore.
That woman? Oh, you mean Miss Spinney?
Yes. I don't care how much work there is. I can handle it all by myself. I don't care how late I work.
Why, Judy, what's the matter?
I just can't get along with her, that's all. Maybe it's my fault. I don't know. But the fact remains I can't get along with her.
Oh, but Judy, you need time for yourself. You won't have it if she leaves.
Dr. Christian, either she goes, or I do.
That's quite an ultimatum, my dear.
I can't help it.
I hope that you two would be able to work things out. And then you could get out more.
Well, we can't.
She's a very efficient nurse, Judy. I don't like to see her go.
Then I take it that's your answer.
Oh, you're young, Judy. I can't expect you to...
You try to excuse yourself.
Oh, I'm not. But you have a future to think of.
I understand. There's nothing more you need to say. I'll leave now. Goodbye.
Oh, Judy, you don't understand. You don't understand at all.
Christian, we're late.
There's no hurry. We can get to the judge social any time.
You don't seem quite well. Are you sure?
I'm all right.
You haven't been yourself ever since...
Here we are, Miss Spinney.
Why, Dr. Christian. How nice to see you again.
Nice to be here.
Just the man I've been waiting for. I've got something special for you, Dr. Christian. Remember my apple Betty you're so fond of?
Not right now, Mrs. Williams. I couldn't eat a thing.
He's not quite himself yet. Oh, and he came out just right.
Miss Spinney, do you see Judy anywhere?
No, I don't.
Oh, there she is. She sees me. Judy! Oh, Judy! She's turned away.
Maybe she didn't see you.
She saw me.
Oh, Dr. Christian, I've been looking for you.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Tonight's a special night. I want you to meet my best girl.
I saw her just a little while ago.
You did? But she's not here yet.
Yes, she is. I just saw Judy over there.
Judy? But I'm not talking about Judy. I'm talking about... Oh, there she is, the beautiful blonde. Kay? Okay.
But what about Judy?
Oh, Judy's a swell girl. But it's Kay I'm in love with.
Have you told Judy?
Yes, she knows about everything.
I must talk to Judy, then.
Dr. Christian! Dr. Christian, where are you going?
Judy!
Dr. Christian!
Oh, Judy, you must be so upset. Come in here, or we won't be disturbed. Oh, my dear, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Dr. Christian, are you really?
Well, of course. I hate to see you unhappy.
Oh, I was. I was terribly unhappy and so disappointed and hurt.
Oh, don't worry. Everything will be all right. You'll come back.
Oh, I wanted to.
And you'll find another Tom Baldwin. A nicer one.
Another one?
Of course, my dear. You'll fall in love again. Really, you will.
Oh, wait a minute. Do you think I'm in love with Tom Baldwin?
Well, aren't you?
No. I never was.
But you spend all your time with him. You shopped for a wedding dress.
Oh, was that why you kept Miss Spinney? For my sake?
Well, of course. That was the real reason.
Oh, Dr. Christian, this is wonderful. I'm so happy.
I don't understand this at all.
Well, it's all very simple. You see, I knew all about Kay and Tommy. It was Kay I was buying the wedding dress for.
Well, then, what went on between Tom and you? Why did you spend so much time with him?
Oh, well, that's a secret. And I think you'll find out the answer very soon.
Oh, Dr. Christian, come on out. You're wanted. Here he is, folks. Quiet, quiet. Please, everybody, quiet.
Why, what's this all about?
It's about a man who's close to our hearts. A man we all love and respect. River's End has begun a hall of humanity, a shrine dedicated to those who serve in the name of faith and love. here's the first statue we're putting in it.
Why, it's a bust of me. Tommy, it's a beautiful piece of work. You did it?
Yes. It was awfully hard working without a model, but with Judy's help, I got along. I couldn't have done it without her.
My friends, huh? I'm proud to be able to call so many of you my friends. I don't deserve an honor like this.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, really. It's hard for me to say what's in my heart. Except to tell you that I'm very, very happy. And that Judy and I will be here together to try and justify your faith. Now, Mrs. Williams, I'm ready for that piece of my favorite apple belly.
The curtain descends on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Gene Herschel, waiting to greet you. With harsh winds outside and drying heat inside, a woman's hair is apt to become dry and dull-looking. And when the hair lacks softness and sheen, no woman can look her best. But ladies, here is one simple way to overcome the problem of dry hair and scalp. Before your weekly shampoo, massage the scalp generously with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Then steam your hair with a piping hot towel for several minutes. After the shampoo, brush in a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic as you would a brilliantine. This supplements natural scalp oils, keeps your hair smooth and shining. Notice how much easier it is to keep hair looking neat, too. Locks respond to the direction of your comb, fall into flattering, lustrous frame for your face. Give your hair soft, gleaming beauty this winter. Get Vaseline Hair Tonic from your druggist tonight. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now, here is Gene Herschel.
Thank you very much. The prize play you just heard is the work of Leela Swift of Brooklyn, New York, a member of the television production staff for CBS in New York. I'm happy to announce that tonight we start a new year, our 8th, with the Dr. Christian program over the same CBS network and under the banner of our same sponsor, the makers of Vaseline products. We are happy also to have charming Rosemary DeCamp continuing with us in the role of Judy Price. Since her first Dr. Christian program 7 years ago, Rosemary has made a name for herself on the screen, in addition to making Judy Price one of the most popular characters on radio today. Let's give Rosemary a big hand.
Thank you, Gene. Thank everybody. It's fun to work on this program, and it's surely a privilege to play Judy to Gene Herschel's marvelous Dr. Christian. But it's more than that. Through this program, I've learned something of the true value of a nurse's services. And so I think this is a good time to remind you that the Army hospitals are in need of nurses' aides. Any of you who have served your 150 hours hospital service as a certified Red Cross nurse's aide are eligible for paid jobs as Army nurse's aides. And believe me, no war job can give you greater personal satisfaction than this one of helping wounded soldiers to return to a healthy, normal life. If you want to join up, write for the Army Nurses Aid Booklet to the Medical Division, U.S. Civil Service Commission, Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Rosemary. Next week, we plan to present a prize play called The Failure by Nelson Bond of Roanoke, Virginia. We invite you all to listen to the Vaseline program again next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
So you've got chapped lips, then get Vaseline Lip Ice. Healing begins almost instantly, only 25 cents. Ask your druggist for Vaseline Lip Ice. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood.